This team, you hit those inevitable bumps maybe that you guys have had in the last few games. Do you feel that there's a different sense around this team than maybe in the past from when adversity's hit?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I don't think we really loved our first two games of that road trip. And, you know, we went into Tampa and played against the number one seed in the league. And I thought we played really well, gave ourselves a chance to win. So I think it's that sort of resiliency, that bounce back. And for us, you know, tonight's a big one here, and we need to get going back on the right track. So, yeah, I think there's a bit of a different feel, but at the same time, you know, I think there's just more confidence in our group that, you know, we get up in a game, we get down in a game, we're never out of the fight, and that's something that, you know, we need to keep for the rest of the season as well.
I was asking Brian about the home record for this group and how strong it's been. Partly that you guys are just so happy to be home because it feels like you never are. Is there anything that you attribute kind of a strong home record to so far?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, obviously for us, we have great fans, so our building's always loud, and I think it's you know, we try to make it a tough rink to play in for other teams, and our fans do their part, and we try to do the same as players. Obviously, we get last change. I don't know if that obviously makes a huge difference, but that's a benefit as well. And for us, I think we try to take pride in playing at home and like I said, making it a tough rink to play in. So we want to keep that going, make that a trend for the rest of the season.
What's the challenge for guys when you have such a busy schedule like what you guys just finishing right now? So many games, so few days, especially so many on the road.
It's tough for sure. I mean, we went through it last year, I think probably even harder. And so I think a lot of us probably draw on that and you know, sort of what worked, what didn't work. But at the same time, you know, it's part of our job. And I think, you know, we get ample opportunity to rest and recover all the, you know, best treatment and things like that we can get to feel our best. And, you know, that's something where when the puck drops, you got to find a way to get yourself jacked up, get yourself mentally ready to go. And it is tough to do every single night, but that's what you have to do to be a good pro and a good player. And I think that's what the good teams are able to do, is fight through that grind. So that's something that we're still working on, but you know, something we can always get better at, but something I think we've learned from past years with tough schedules.
From what you saw them in that first game this year, how has that Vancouver team changed from last year to this year?
Well, you know, they're a really good team. I think they've got a pretty deep lineup, and they've been getting good goaltending, and they're a team that that plays hard. Different from last year, I mean, you know, they added some pieces, I guess, and some of their young guys are a year older, obviously add some young guys into the lineup as well. So, yeah, I think they're a gritty team. They play hard, and a team that you have to be ready for, because they don't quit. They seem like they're always coming at us that game, and that's what we can expect again today.
Josh, just to follow up on Sarah's question about the busy schedule, how tough is it to really not have much practice time in these last few weeks? You guys have only had maybe two practices, it seems like, in the last few.
Yeah, well, that's definitely part of it. I mean, you know, you know, on off days, you know, days in between games when we're playing every second day, sometimes it's best just to get the rest. So like you say, then we miss out on some practice time, but you know, that's where we have to try and take advantage of video and some of the teaching we can do off the ice without necessarily being on the ice. But yeah, it's definitely something where, especially with a lot of young players, it's nice to be in practice time and whatnot. But I guess it's just part of the schedule and something we have to adapt to. And you know, I guess you have a game you don't like, you know, you have a game either the next night or a night from now to make up for it. So, yeah, we're definitely into that grind for sure.